well, Ricky. Nice to win away, isn't it? 3 points, clean sheet, can't be bad.
It's nice to win, Nigel, let alone winning away. I thought it was an excellent performance. You know, obviously difficult Wednesday night. It's a long journey. You know, most players have had to take half days at work. You know, we've left at 2 o'clock. We're not going to get home till 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, we've got 11 first team players. Young Gordon's come to help and been on the bench. And you know, you look around and sometimes you can feel, you know, a little bit sorry for yourself. And you know, I just said to the players, it doesn't matter how many you've got. You know, we've had 16 in recent weeks, and you know, I've questioned how many of them 16 actually want to be there. And today we had 12 players, and clearly every single one of them 12 wanted to be here. And I think that they performed like they wanted to be here, and they worked exceptionally hard for each other. And you know, as the game went on, Nigel, I thought we were going to be made to pay for the chances we missed, because I think we should have been 3-0 up at half time. And then Bakes, his chance halfway through the second half, where he's one and one and hit the crossbar. You know, if that goes in, the game's dead and buried. And then we got, you know, Tim Treves to be thankful for two outstanding saves towards the end. But look, for as much as in the second period they had a lot of possession, I don't really think that they hurt our goal. Their biggest threat throughout most of the game was set plays. You know, the Sevens' quality is really good, and they're a big physical side, and we're not. So that was where they were getting most of their joy. But you know, just tremendously proud of the team, delighted for them, because you know, they deserve a little bit of luck, because you know, although I have been critical in recent weeks, you know, the one thing I have been critical is of how many goals we've been conceding, and today they defended really, really well, defended their box really well. When we couldn't defend, our goalkeeper stepped up and made a couple of good saves, and just a really important 3 points.
Good performance all round, mate. 12 heroes, without a doubt. Yeah. Everyone did their part.
Absolutely. And look, Doobie hasn't played a lot of minutes, and he came in, and I thought he was excellent. Peter Clark and Snaith and Baker and Knowles with that four across midfield give you energy and give you enthusiasm and pace on the counter attack and creativity. And Rogan behind him broke up play. And then the back four, I thought Luke coming back in at left back, we've had an outstanding game, because let's not get away from the fact they're number seven, in my opinion, is one of the best players in the league. You know, he's an outstanding player, and Luke kept him quiet the whole game. I thought he was excellent. And then Milo, Chaz and Moisey, you know, absolute warriors, you know, headed everything, cleared everything, blocked everything. And if we're going to be successful any level, then that's the bar that we need to set, because we're not individually as good as the teams we play against in most cases. So we have to make sure that we work really, really hard and give ourselves an opportunity of winning by defending well. And today we've done that. And hopefully now we get some confidence going into two home games against very tough opposition. And we can go into those with a bit of confidence.
Yeah, excellent performance. Well done, mate.
Thanks, Nigel.
Thank you very much.